What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one.
Welcome to the If There's Hell Below podcast with me, Callum Eckersley.
And I'm Ron Morgan. Doesn't matter that you didn't do the old style.
Oh, sorry,
or the new style. You stuck to the old style, because some of these people might be new.
Might be new ones.
Might be new listeners.
I want to freak them out.
Exactly. So for this, for them, this is like brand new shit.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, welcome if you are new. If you're old, then...
You know the drill.
You know the drill, and remember that you were here before we sold out.
Yeah.
And if there is a chance to sell out, see you later, guys.
I am first in line.
Exactly, guys.
Still first or second.
Still waiting for that Red Stripe.
Yeah, deal. I'm drinking a Red Stripe now, and it is lovely. Mm. Best beer in London.
And don't worry if you are thinking about selling out. Complete creative control we still get, which yeah. I'm sure... all corporations, all payers with vested interests and people of a higher power. That's the kind of people they want.
Oh, they'd love it.
That's what they want on board.
Anyway, that was John Krautner, who used to be in a band, or still is in the band The Go, who are power pop. They're very good.
Hey, you know who was in The Go? Who? Has been in The Go one time.
Who?
Member of... the League of Incredible Musician Lizards, Jack White.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, that was pre-transformation, I think.
Right. Pre-Tide has turned.
Yeah, pre-Tidal Lizard.
Yeah.
League of Extraordinary Lizard Musicians, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
Well, there you go, mate. He's there.
Interesting.
Dressed like he's from some Disney-themed 1920s thing.
Yeah, in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Disney World restaurant.
A Disney restaurant. It's a theme on like 1940s ball games or something. He's a usher.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be great at that job.
He'd be great at that job.
Yeah. Quite surly though.
Who?
Jack White.
Yeah.
He's not the most sort of gregarious.
Can I tell you what the twist is?
What's the twist?
He's a zombie.
Okay.
He's like a spook one.
I like the theme. He could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If the record label and your things and title being a lizard falls through, Disney will have you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we'll open a restaurant and have you. Anyway, John Krautner has got a solo full length coming out on Burger Records called Fun With Gum, Volume 1.
Yeah.
So it's all bubblegum themed.
Yeah, it's all sweet. It's not too dissimilar from Warm Soda, what we heard last week.
And I know that apparently King Tuff plays on that, on this record, as does Magic Jake, who's in.
Hey, have you ever heard Magic Jake's solo stuff?
I haven't. Is it good?
It's really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Check out Magic Jake's band.
I like Magic Jake as a guy.
Yeah, he is great. Yeah. When he came over, put on a lot of weight, and I've been keeping up with his Instagram, and he fluctuates.
It's startling how much he puts on and loses.
But he's got stees.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you look like.
Oh, no.
It honestly doesn't. It's just, if you've got that stees, if you haven't got that stees, soz, guys.
Then it matters.
Yeah. Then, yeah, you really need to pull your socks up.
Yeah.
Or down, whatever's in.
Anyway, yeah, that album is coming out on Burger Records, the one and only. It's coming out. I don't know when it's coming out.
You can listen to the whole thing on there.
You can, actually,
SoundCloud.
I know, sometimes do that. Yeah, it has a little set on their SoundCloud.
Yeah, but it's worth buying.
Of course. Yeah, it'll be great.
Right. So this is something by a guy from a band who I really love called White Denim. And what's his name? Oh, James Petrelli.
Yeah.
He's got that great voice.
Yeah.
And he's got a solo record coming out called Bop English. He's Bop English. His name is Bop English, not James Petrelli, and this is a track called Struck Matches, and it kind of has what I think the last album lacked in. I really like it when White Denim are proficient, but a little bit lo-fi.
Yeah.
So this sort of has those sort of nice Grateful Dead solos that, you know, the knuckle biters, like, ouch, that's some good shit. And I think what this is a sort of more of a little at-home effort. And I think a couple of the members from White Denim provide a little bit of sessioning on some of the tracks. He says, on these 10 tracks, it says it demonstrates timeless songwriting. This is what the blurb says. Revisiting everything from Bob Dylan.
Very good. Good place to start.
Jeff Lynne.
Good.
And here's the weird last two. LL Cool J.
Okay.
And Santana.
Right. Fair enough.
I don't know where the LL Cool J thing is. Maybe he just likes him.
Yeah. Does he rap?
In the history of hip-hop, LL Cool J had his moments, but it feels like he's sort of being washed away.
Yeah, yeah. Fair to say.
Yeah. Anyway, the album's called Constant Bop. And this is a track called Struck Matches.
Struck matches, feeling corners of a window sill. Barn cat with a sickness, leaning perfectly still against a dead man care. By all the desires that he filled along the way of that great big hell. Now I seen you talking down from a borrowed throne. If you had a nickel for every chance that you'd blown, you'd set out. Company. chew a filter that you keep in your room, under a box or a mattress with a golden spoon. Your press holes and your bloom, and breathe in all the fumes, getting deeply in tune, awaiting the next wave of attack. Now you're digging in the icebox for something to have, wrapped in tin foil and shoved way in the back. It's a memory of 10 dozen laughs. Somebody suggesting you got the kind of hunger you just can't feed.
That is Day Ravies. They've done that hilarious thing where they do the...
Do you know what? I actually thought that was good.
Did you?
Yeah, because everybody likes a Day Ravies.
Yeah, a Day Rave.
Yeah, a Day Rave.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, like, we just come off the back of a double weekend.
Yeah.
Bank holiday weekend, Good Friday, bank holiday Monday. Mm-hmm. Start on Thursday.
It was brilliant.
You go all the way through as long as you want. And, you know, you can have Day Ravies.
Yeah, yeah, just drinking and whatever else you want to get yeah, up to.
Exactly. It's up to you. Yeah. We're all absolutely fucked by the Monday. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a good weekend, though, wasn't it?
One of the best, son. One of the best.
Anyway, they are an Australian band from Sydney, and they've got a 4-track EP out on Strange Pursuits Records.
I heard another one of these tracks.
Yeah.
And I can confirm that at least half of this EP is very good, because I've heard the second half.
I've heard the whole EP and it's excellent. Really good. That's got a little bit of shoegaze to it. That's got a sort of Jesus and Mary Chain feel to that song. But you can download that for about $4 Australian. Yeah, good shoegaze.
Good shoegaze. Not like, oh, for fuck's sake, another band trying to sound like My Bloody Valentine again.
Not like that at all.
No, there's actually like an element of, you know, not trying to sound too much like that, but with a bit of a tune in there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of organ in there, which I like.
Who doesn't like an organ?
Yeah. So you can download it for $4 Australian. What's nothing?
I have no idea. They're not the same as American dollars.
I think it's about 0.7p to a dollar.
Yeah, we need to get back up on our currency game.
Yeah.
We know a lot about the euro, USD.
Yeah.
People come to us. We're a little bit more out of date than...
when XE is down, my phone is off the hook.
I know. So you can get that.
You can get that. You can get it on physical. You can get it on cassette for $10 Australian. Sorry. So used to the US.
Our great Australian listeners here will be going.
Yeah. You idiot.
Callum, can you do it in the accent?
I can't do any accents. It's my Achilles heel.
Wow. Yeah. If that's your Achilles heel, mate. Then...
I'm pretty perfect at everything else.
Yeah, good at everything else. Can't do Australian accents. Right, this is... first hip-hop track.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great track.
It's something by Sarface, who are a hip-hop triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
They're two elements that have come together. Inspector Deck.
From Wu-Tang.
So that's why this thing sounds bare Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And Esoteric and 7L. And they've come together with a feature with Mayhem Lauren, who I think we featured before.
Yeah, he's been on quite a few stuff. He's been on stuff with Action Bronson and things like that before.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's great.
And this is something from their upcoming album, Every Hero Needs a Villain.
True. Yeah.
Every film has a hero and a villain in now.
If you just had a hero, that would be... Well, it'd be a nice feel-good film.
You'll be a Will Smith.
Yeah, and I Am Legend.
It would be...
Good guy.
It would be one of my films that I've been working on.
Have you got one this week?
Ooh.
I heard it, one of your tracks, and I thought he's got a film for this.
Perhaps. Anyway, this track's called Deadly Class. Oh, and no, it's always good to hear scratching.
Yeah. Lorenovich.
Don't dare.
It's that Zarface shit.
Murder is wordplay.
Uh-huh.
My verb slay.
What?
You heard me?
Yeah. Yo.
Ahead. Let's go.
More rings than Mario Welly, rocking the pelly. On Bond Street, ordering salmon, only the belly. Peace to Toro, all my niggas Warlow. Fucking with Raw Blow, never go to war slow. Shit, I'm known for rocking so collectibles. Hardcore gutter, my style straight out the vestibules. Now we at festivals, throw the crowd vegetables. Looking fly on stage, grabbing our testicles. Full color camo, full clip, don't need ammo. Shooting with a broken strap like a ripped sandal. Cop whips and crash them, pop guns and blast them. Make cracks and stash them, come through and splash them. Nigga acting wild as my style is all fashion. Non-biodegradable team, we all lasting. Used to get homesick, now I'm getting sick of home. So I breeze OT, getting some different dome. International on these niggas, man. Respect the fly shit. We out here, beloved.
I ain't less, man. Hey, yo, Seven, sing that back one time.
Yeah. Like this, man.
I'm lights out, sorta like closing time. I body your soul and leave you with the open mind. Skywalker with the force, call me Zarfons. Going and blowing from the start like car bombs. Rubber grips on the cordless applaud. This girl's behaving badly, I call Lucy Lawless. I'm on it, broadcast live from ground zero. Coach your savior, label the town hero. Yeah, your boy's lost from the coin toss. Know the slogan, can't beat them, better join force. In the hood like shitty apartments. Hate me now on some bitty and gnaw shit. City of God shit. Marvin, fedoras and cigars lit. Face star, rock the block like a cow roaring. You talk about green, son, I'm Hal Jordan.
It's some sort of mind control. Troll.
Already. Already. It's that Zarface shit.
It's honest. I
I got money in my jeans, killer in my blood. For shit like this, yo, I kill it like I peel a slug. Rappers wanna feed off my buzz, I don't need all them hugs. You my dog, right? Eat off them rugs. I made G's off of thug shit. Even though I'm on my grown man, walk around, hold the hand of my son shit. You can't spit that pun shit without having to punch shit. We run shit, murder with words, not on some gun shit. I'm low down, dirty and deceitful. Landlord kicked me out the crib, said his residence was evil. My face don't deserve to be sketched on an easel. It belongs on a mountain next to legendary people. I'm lethal, soft face, someone that the cops avoid. But killing y'all since Nick Fury was a caucasoid. Mine's brilliant, but it's twisted like the thoughts of Freud. Load out, kiss the canvas like you box with Floyd. I body rappers automatically and leave them deader than my iPhone battery.
Got to get to someplace where I can plug in my extension cord and recharge an electrical outlet. Can he find one in time?
It all feels like a dream.
Summers, like the French pancake thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you wonder how to spell it.
Yeah, you only ever eat that once, don't you? One of those.
I'm not sure if I've ever had one.
Can I give you a little spoiler?
Go on.
They're a bit shit.
Are they?
Yeah.
I've always looked at them and gone, that looks a bit shit. So maybe I won't bother.
Yeah. Hmm. You'd be a fool. Be a fool to do it, Callum.
There's a little stall in Oxford Street that sells them.
They're everywhere, and Callum.
This seems very
popular.
Wherever
there's tourists, there's crepes.
Why?
Because they love crepe.
Give them a burrito or something.
Yeah, but they, you know, that's not what they want. They go, I came here for crepe.
Yeah. Anyway.
And boy, do they get crepe.
That is another band from Australia. They have just put out their debut 5-track EP.
Mm.
And all the tracks are really, really good. I love that track most, and it's the title track of the EP. You can go to their Bandcamp, creps.bandcamp.com, and you can get it on CD or you can get it on digital.
I'm getting it.
I'm getting it on digital.
I'm getting it on digital.
Yeah, five Australian dollars.
Idea: make the CD look like a crepe.
Yeah, how would you do that?
You can just like put a little picture of a crepe on the top, mate.
A picture? That's not going to make it look like a crepe, though.
Well, no, I don't mean like put a, like a.
I want it to look like an actual like
a digital. No, you're not going to have like a digital crepe. That's madness. They can't even do that in Camden, and there's crepes everywhere. Yeah. Full of crepe. Thanks, our Antipodean brothers. People always say that, don't they?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They always call them Antipodean. Like, they're happy that they found another word for, like, Australians.
Yeah.
I don't even know what really the word means.
Antipodean. Sounds,
yeah.
I have,
sounds I'm like not... A sort of half... in like one of those insects that scutters across the... water.
An Antipodean. Yeah,
sounds like that.
I haven't heard many people say that.
Good banter. Hey, I'll tell you what that sounded like.
What?
Teenage Fan Club.
Yeah, it did.
Would you like something else that sounds a bit like Teenage Fan Club?
I would.
From an album that sounds, what I've written down here, bare 90s.
I thought he had a touch of Evan Dando's solo album to his voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can see a lot of the good things from the 90s. So I'm talking like Creation Records, early record, like pre-Oasis Creation Records. I heard a track that sounded a little bit like early Boo Radley's, like first album Boo Radley's. Stuff that sounds like first few Teenage Fan Club records up until about Grand Prix. And you know, some Dinosaur Jr. and a little bit of the grungy stuff.
Lovely.
Andy Gubbard is from Buffalo Killers. Familiar with them?
I've heard of them.
Like a rock psychedelic group. Yeah. They're pretty good. Not too heavy. Really good though. And he's just released his first solo album called Fluff. And it is kind of fluffy. And this is the, I guess, the lead single for it. It's called More.
Yeah.
Mama, a new track by them. They actually provided a track for our compilation, The Good Shit.
Yeah, they let us use one of their great tracks.
Yeah, and it's a really good track, but go and check out that compilation.
Do it.
A little callback to that. But also, that's from their new album, which is Night Shoot, or new EP, I should say. They're just a great Chicago power pop band. Every track is satisfying.
Haven't heard a bad thing.
No.
Can I tell you what that reminded me of? And this is not a bad thing, because I love them.
Go on.
Reminded me of Slade.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll go along with that.
Also, a little bit like Sex Pistols and The Jam.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can go to their Bandcamp, and you can get that on 7-inch for $10 or more.
Yeah, it's like a splattered vinyl.
Yeah, it looks great. Bargain.
Get it. It's they're a great band. I've looked at the next couple of weeks. Not much money, not much records to spend your money on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, save that money that you would like getting that David Bowie outtake from Record Store Day, and give it to a band who were actually interested in releasing records today.
Yeah, why not? And yeah, so head to their Bandcamp and just buy it.
Right. So, Callum, one of our little themes on this podcast is we give English things a kicking.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Well, yeah, that kind of Bunting, Biggest Marrow bakery competition.
Oh, yeah, that's all rubbish. Awful. I'm ashamed of it.
But, and that sort of keep calm and carry on.
Yeah, again, bond. Ashamed.
But, I like ye old English folk.
You do, you love it.
I like songs about mead. The process, I only enjoy the process of baking from windmill to table in a song.
okay.
Songs of the Dog Boy. Songs of Horseman McGunty.
The Dog Boy.
Songs of a Hangman. Like the Ballad of the Hangman.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Dog Boy.
Songs with lutes in them.
What? No, not with lutes.
This sounds like it might have a lute in it.
Fuck off, son. Not having that. Sounds like the olden days, mate. Like, yeah. But a bit Game of Thronesy.
Yeah.
I drank this weekend, Cam. I'm sorry to say this, on Friday. I had an ale. From one of those farty pumps.
Oh, God, why'd you do that?
Well, I think it's had a lasting effect on me.
I knew this was a matter of time before this happened.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It lacked a bit of the fizz and a bit of the fun that you get from lager.
It was only a matter of time before this happened, mate.
Fuck off.
You're going to be wearing one of those Bishop's Finger t-shirts.
Well, I've got tickets for Cropperty.
Yeah.
Anyway, the part of folk that I actually do like is that 60s, 70s folk revival. And one of the most influential and focalized of that scene was Shirley Collins, who I have to admit I'm not familiar with. But everything, I did have a little listen to some stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really good. A few things recorded by that, your boy Andrew Lomax.
Yeah.
And I think I'm sort of in a minority here, because there's a lot of people who dearly love Shirley Collins, so much so that they've made and contributed to a tribute album called Shirley Inspired. There's like 40 songs on it, but some of the people on it, Graham Coxon, Bonnie Prince Billy, MV and EE, Belbury Polly, Grumbling Fur, and even Stuart Lee.
Okay.
Has covered a song from Shirley's repertoire, not necessarily written by her, but a song that she's...
I think I saw something about that, actually, Stuart Lee one.
Yeah. He's all right?
Yeah.
Do you think he's a good singer?
I don't know.
Anyway, this song that I picked from this comp is a track by Jack Sharp of Wolf People.
I thought I recognised his.
Yeah, this sort of folky, proggy, heavy rock thing. And he's got a really good, like, English folk voice. And there's some really good, like, It starts off a bit a cappella, like, don't skip over it. You've got some Ace fuzz guitar, some really nice drum fills, and some sort of like analog synthy things in it.
Yeah, I guess that quite, it sounds quite dark, that the synth.
Yeah, well, it's quite a dark song. Because yeah. these are stories, Callum. This track's called A Jew to Old England, and it's about a man in prison who once lived the high life. He enjoyed brandy and rum.
Sure.
Now he's got stale bread.
That poor bloke.
That's what he now has to look forward to. He used to enjoy living in these great houses. Now he's lucky if he even gets straw for a pillow.
Mm.
And
what did he do wrong?
It doesn't actually say. I could look into this and it'll go, this is a track by, this is something by Dog Boy. He was a prince, but he got taken in by the wrong people.
Yeah.
Scallywags and Horseman McGunty got him into his gang, and he got in, he held up a few people. You yeah. know, Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or could have been a horrible little sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh, Dog Boy.
Not resting until he's imprisoned him.
Yes. I should be Prince of England.
I'll take that brandy out of your hand.
Look at you, you're a mutant. Anyway, you should check out that comp. Adieu to Old England.
Adieu to Old England, adieu. And adieu to some hundreds of pounds. If the world had been ended when I had been young, my sorrows I'd never have known. Once I could drink of the best, the very best brandy and rum. Now I am glad of a cup of spring water that flows from town to town. Once I could eat of good bread that was made of good wheat. Now I am glad with a hard moldy crust, and glad that I got it to eat. Once I made of soft down. Now I am glad of a clot of clean straw to keep myself from the cold ground. Servants to drive me along. Now I'm in prison so strong, not knowing which way I can turn. Adieu to all in. And adieu to some hundreds of pounds. If the world had been ended when I had been young, my sorrows I'd never have known. We'll be right back.
That was Freak Heat Waves, Comfortable Conversation. What? I like a freak heat wave.
Yeah, do you enjoy a comfortable conversation?
Most of my conversations are uncomfortable.
Have you been to the doctors lately?
Have I been? Mm. Yeah, not too long ago.
That's an uncomfortable
conversation. Went for vaccinations, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable conversation.
It's all right. I don't think people should be shy about that. They've seen everything. Get on with it.
Okay. Have you been paying attention to your prostate, making sure that you milk your glands? So if you masturbate more, then...
I don't think I'm of an age where I have to care about the prostate yet.
Well, it's good to do it. I'm just making sure that you're... I'm making sure that you're milked enough.
Okay, I don't want to... Whoa.
Oh, so now we're in
a... Yeah, now this is uncomfortable.
Now he doesn't like it.
Now this is uncomfortable.
Okay, good. I'm just testing.
Good. Yeah, I have got a parameter for uncomfortable and comfort.
Good. I like to test these. Try it out on your dad. Try it out on younger siblings.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable conversations. Because you've got to know
the boundaries.
Exactly. You've got to test boundaries. Can we push them?
You've got an older sibling, though.
I do.
Yeah, and you push boundaries?
We've never had a comfortable conversation.
Okay, wow. You're a boundary pusher.
And he's 27.
Yeah.
So 27 years I've known him, and I do not think we've had a comfortable conversation.
He's 27?
He's 27.
Younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I've known him for 27 years.
Oh, okay, cool. For some reason I thought he was older than you. Oh, I've learned something.
Wow. Because I'm the youthful one. That's why it's uncomfortable conversations. Anyway, we're talking about your Freak Heat Waves.
Yeah, they are a Canadian band. Don't know too much about them. They're from Victoria in Canada. I don't know anything about Victoria. But that's from their album, which is called Bonnie State of Mind. And it's really, really good.
Look, like a wee Bonnie State of Mind.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Or like the name Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can be anywhere.
You know, like Bonnie, the subject of the great Prefab Sprout song, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Could be her state of mind.
Could be.
I'd like to see it's a wee Bonnie state.
But it reminded me of that great Ort album that came out.
Yes, a while that was ago. Good.
That was really good.
Just fell short of good shit.
They're great live Ort.
But it's tough. Are they?
Yeah, really good.
When did you see them?
I saw them at the Fallout from Jabberwocky.
Oh yeah, ATP.
I was so drunk I was sick in the toilet, and then when I came out of the toilet, the singer from Ort put a white towel around my neck.
Oh.
Lovely guy.
That's great. Yeah. Did you have a conversation?
No, he just sort of walked off.
Yeah, he knew it would have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, so I've got my second hip-hop track of the podcast.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with it, mate.
We didn't have any hip-hop last week. And it was probably a weaker or better podcast for it. You know, delete where applicable. But part of the reason it has been quite quiet for hip-hop is because something came out a couple of weeks ago, which I call the masterpiece.
Yeah.
And usually a masterpiece will come along every... You're lucky if you get in 10 years, mate.
Yeah.
But we've had, like...
Two in a row.
Back-to-back years, masterpieces. IIH. In my honest opinion. If I'm honest. And it's Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. I don't know if you've heard about it. But that album touches so many corners of hip-hop. And, yeah... And jazz and funk and whatever, which has sort of made it really hard to listen to other hip hop tracks from wherever and go, that's really good, because it's just like, you know, because it's so fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it so much that it just seems like it's playing second fiddle. However, what the only thing that it does lack is a sort of good sort of minimal banger, a sort of numbers on the board moment. Yeah. So this track kind of managed to sort of fill that gap for me. It's a track called Renaissance N-word, that naturally sort of kind of fills what I needed. And it's a track by No Can Do, who I believe started Low End Theory.
Really?
And is also part of the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, he's done stuff with Bus Driver and all that kind of lot, right?
Yeah, and this is a follow-up to his last year's Jimmy the Burnout. We featured a track called The Break Even, which is really... It's got a bit of wit, but without being wacky.
Yeah.
Production on this track's from Scoop DeVille, and it is sweet. It's got that kind of numbers on the board loop.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Satisfying little.
Yeah. And this is a track from Catch and Kill, and it's called Renaissance N-Word.
Back the mic up for me.
Take your heart and hand and mind together. We'll find a time to see more of our rest of my life or until you're through. Emotional creature, feelings deep. My sorrows ran so wide that I still can't believe you hear me. Love the way you raise your seeds. Thine deeds has led one to cherish thee. I proudly take a gander of our family tree and swill with glee, 'cause we're a brilliant recipe. And when you're sitting next to me, my ankles twitch so restlessly. The club life and the home life, dancing with my children in the den with the strobe light the whole night. I'm already knowing who I'm gonna hold tight 50 years later with the group and the Old Spice. So go right when you wanna go left. Happy candles and strong, proud of love's wealth. Pouring him to death when I'm talking romance. Take him by the hand to dance the jam.
Party star.
Nah, about 8 o'clock or something, she said. We better be getting over there, man.
You can't get in.
Oh, man, come on, man.
That was the new Georgia and Muldrow track, Ankles.
She's great.
She is great. She is a great producer as well, but she didn't actually produce that track. That was Chris Keys who produced that one.
Who's is he also?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Do you remember she had that album a year or two back, Seeds? She's produced by Madlib.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Incredible record.
But and she did a lot of production on her husband Dudley Perkins's record. Do you remember that?
Is that her husband?
I believe so. Maybe I'm imagining this.
I don't know.
I'll have to look into it. But anyway, that's a lovely love song. It's called Ankles. She mentions her ankles trembling.
Oh.
Still about being in love with somebody after so many years. It's all about that, just being in love with.
What about knocking? Or is it about knocking boots?
I think it's about that too.
Ah.
But I think it's about sort of the start of a relationship into a growing family and still being in love. So good.
Dudley
on you,
Perkins.
I believe it's Dudley Perkins. I'll have to. If I am wrong about this, I'm sorry, Georgia. I'm sorry, Dudley. I'm sorry, everybody. Exactly. But I'm pretty sure I'm right, and I'll check.
Exactly, because we might have new listeners. We were featured in.
For screaming, yeah.
In the Guardian's Guide, which
yeah.
They put out every Saturday, and they said check out this podcast, and they also had a little shout out for our comp still available to download
for free
on ifthereshellbelow.com. It's up in like the top corner or something. It's there for you. 22 tracks, they're all ace.
They are, yeah.
So I'd like to give a shout out to Martin Horsfield, who wrote the piece on us.
Yeah,
and
thank you, man.
Very appreciated to see that, you know, we're making it beyond the internet and onto a physical bit of paper.
Print media.
IRL.
Yeah. Something I can actually hold.
Yeah. Isn't it? And cheers for all you lot who have been on the arc since, you know, since day dot and stuff. You know, we're still broke.
Yeah.
Still haven't got that red stripe. Sponsorship.
I'm off on holiday for the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
So
he's off to Cambodia.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Cambodia.
And so it's a great adventure for Callum.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because he might never come back. He will come back.
I intend to come back and be with doing the podcast again in a couple of weeks.
So next week, no podcast. Week after, there'll be a new Fuggets, a new little garage power pop mix or something, you know, 35 minutes, harmless, but, you know, some decent tunes or something like that. And anyway, I'm going to finish this off with some a tune, our second cover of the night, which is, again, a rare thing.
That is rare.
It's almost like, what next? Doing remixes.
Mashups.
No, that's it. No, don't.
Hey, you were the last one to bring in a mashup, mate.
When was that?
Not
bear ago. So I tend to really like singers who sound a little bit like Nico.
Yeah.
And
because Nico is great.
Yeah, Nico's great. Possibly maybe my favorite member of that band.
Yeah.
And so this is why, or one of the reasons why I like Mira Bilot, aka White Magic, who is an artist, vocalist, pianist, percussionist, and a composer. And it says here she's performing with accompaniment, with a hand drum, a shruti box, and an array of just a cappella songs.
What's a shruti box?
I don't know, Callum. A lute. Okay. Maybe a lute.
Yeah, a little boxed lute.
I don't know. I think Dogboy might have used one. Anyway, this is something, and that's sort of how she recorded I'm Hiding My Nightingale, which is a little EP thing, collection of tracks that she did for Leaving Records, chatted about the other week.
Yeah.
The kind of odd stepson of Stones Throw Records.
Yeah. Their little weirdo little brother.
Yeah, always worth checking out because they put out a lot of interesting stuff. And this is the title track, which is also a cover of a track by The Inner Space, who were Can, before they were Can.
Okay.
With Damo Suzuki and stuff. And it's a track from a film. I don't know what the film is. Callum, I only care about the films that I create.
Yeah.
I don't care
quite right
about,
too, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The films in my mind is the greatest cinema of all. And, oh, it's Ariel Pink on electric guitar on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, Callum will see you in a fortnight. I'll see you in a fortnight. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Fade and dream of the life of a sparrow. Veil went on my face. Falling on yesterday's beauty in vain. Your voice in my mind plays gentle as night rain on by the lake where swallows delight. I'm hiding my nightingale, I'm hiding my nightingale from dawn. Have shattered your picture from amphetamine light and dawn. I say I don't believe that the memory has vanished into thin air and gone. Your voice in my mind plays gentle as night rain on by the lake where swallows delight. I'm hiding my nightingale, I'm hiding my nightingale from dawn. The night afflicts minds dutifully shadowed, a belated glance from far so true. I say I don't believe that I can see the sun when you're not with me. In my mind plays gentle as night rain on by the lake where swallows delight. I'm hiding my nightingale, I'm hiding my nightingale from dawn. I'm hiding my nightingale, I'm hiding my nightingale from dawn.